This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to Unbreakable Latina.
Hi guys, welcome back to Unbreakable Latina. This is your host Melina. I hope you're having an amazing day, whatever day you're listening to this on. I'm actually only recording audio today and it feels like I'm missing something because I'm used to like putting the ring light on and putting the camera on and making sure that I do my makeup and my hair. And you know, it's a whole production. And today I woke up and I kept contemplating, should I do a video podcast or should I not? And then I started feeling a little guilty because I didn't do a podcast last week. And then I was like, wait, like I started audio podcasting. Video podcasting was just an extra thing that I added. My audience wants a podcast. It doesn't matter if it's video or audio. I know there's some people that prefer to hear it on YouTube, but I'll upload it on YouTube if I figure it out because my brother was the one that used to help me do that. And now that I do video, I do it myself because I was able to do it. So I'm sure I could figure it out. But anyways, after contemplating, I was like, I don't feel like doing it. It's not in my heart. And I'm sitting here in my room. It is 2 p.m. on a Sunday. And I woke up this morning and had this idea of like, we're going to wake up early. We're going to go to the gym. But like my body was just like, you need to sleep. And I had to listen. So I woke up early and then I went back to bed and I knocked out until like 8, which is shocking for me because I usually just like get up really early. I'll even set an alarm on the weekends. And even when I don't, I still wake up early, but because I have so much to do. But this whole weekend from Friday till today, I've rested a lot. I did do a couple of things like go out and like do some returns. And what else did I do? I went out to eat. But I haven't really done anything extreme, like made plans with anybody or anything, because I was tired from Chicago. Chicago was so amazing. We got back last week on Sunday, around this time, actually. This trip was planned so fast that I didn't really get a chance to do any research, but I knew a couple things that I wanted to do on the trip, and thankfully my sister did some research and everything came out so good. There was like one day where a couple things didn't go the way we wanted them to, but other than that, it was so good. I really enjoyed Chicago. I didn't think I was gonna like it this much, just because I'm more of a country girl. No, but like I like the city, but city life is like too much for me. There's too much going on, but Chicago was nice. Like, I've been to New York before and New York was way too busy for me. There's a lot going on. I don't like LA. And I think Chicago was just like the perfect in between. It's a big city, but also has like a lot to do. And at the same time, it doesn't feel overwhelming. So I really enjoyed it. We did a couple of the like main things that you have to do over there, like going on the architecture tour, which was my favorite thing to do there. We also went to the Willis Tower to have a view of the city. And my mom was like, guys, está bien alto. Like, it's so high. And she was laughing at the people that were going to take pictures at that little window that pops out of the building where it's all glass and you can see down. So it's a little scary. But my mom's like, yo no le voy a tener miedo. And when we got to take a picture there, she's like, hold my hand. So it was so funny. We're just laughing. We did so much walking, like every day is like 10,000, 13,000 steps. So we stayed at the London House in Chicago in downtown, and it was recommended by a lot of you guys. So thank you guys for that recommendation. It was a perfect place to stay with the views and just the where it was located. It was just perfect. They also have an amazing rooftop bar that I loved. And the only complaint that I do have is that that hotel has a terrible elevator system. I didn't like the elevators because it felt like we were going to get stuck. And sure enough, on the last day, it was getting stuck. but we were, it opened, like it stopped and then it opened, and my sister and I are like, screw this, let's get out and we'll take the stairs. So we took the stairs to our room. We also got upgraded when we got there. First they wanted to charge us like more money for like a upgrade, allegedly, but then the guy's like, it's a ride, it's complimentary. So we got upgraded, so that was nice. Chicago was amazing. As soon as I got there and I posted that I was there, a lot of you guys reached out to me and I was like, wow, I did not realize how many Chicago girlies listen to the podcast. So if you're from Chicago, hi amigis, I am going to be back to your city because I received so many messages. I couldn't even keep up with the amount of messages that I was getting. So if you send me a message and I didn't respond, I'm so sorry. Like, honestly, I don't know what happened to Instagram, but they changed the way that the messages come up for me. So I get them lost and then I feel like a jerk because I don't respond to you guys, but it's not my intention. So if you send me a message, amiga, I'm sorry if I haven't returned them. I tried my best to do as much as I could, but I did also try to take a break from social media. It was very difficult because I'm so used to being on it. But yeah, I will definitely be back and I appreciate you guys sending me messages and welcoming me to your city. It means a lot to me and I can't wait to be back because it was awesome and I want to like go back but do like the nightlife, because this time was like the trip where I went to do all the touristy stuff, but I want to go do the nightlife because it looks pretty cool. We also almost died on our way home. We got out of our hotel at 3 a.m. because our flight was like at 6, so you know, Mexicans, we want to be there early. And they were shooting like some sort of show or movie, so all the streets were closed in downtown, so we had to walk a little bit to get an Uber. The Uber finally found us, and this poor guy, like, I don't know if he was the right person. My sister says that he didn't look like the picture on the Lyft or the Uber, but he was really, really sweet. He just couldn't drive for shit. He was driving on the opposite side of the road, like, and we were thinking, like, it's okay, like, the airport's not that far. And we're just praying that we would make it. Thankfully, we made it. We almost didn't. There was a point where he was about to go on the wrong side of the freeway, so that was scary. And yeah, I'm grateful for Uber drivers, but please, like, be careful, because you guys, my sister, my mom, and I were, like, just sweating the whole time on the way to the freaking airport. But we made it safe. We're back home. And once I got home, I unpacked my luggage and I was so tired that I'm going to sleep. I was thinking of doing an episode, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it. And I slept from 6 p.m. all the way to 6 a.m. because I had to work the next day. So that was like a very long rest, but I needed it. One thing that I've recently been doing is really listening to my body when I need rest. And I feel like it's been such a game changer for me. So before, I used to like go to the gym even though I was like super tired. Y a veces iba. And I wouldn't even feel good about like going because I still felt tired and it didn't feel good. So there was a lot of sleep that was lacking, a lot of resting, and it's hard for me to rest. Like, a lot of us struggle with the same thing. We always talk about it, the guilt of resting. And I've been very like, it's okay, Melina, like, you could do this tomorrow, like, let's rearrange. And I'm better at like rolling with the punches, because before I used to be like, if I didn't complete one task, life was over, I'm a failure. I've really been working on that and it's made such a difference in my life where I honestly feel at peace. I feel lighter. You know, like, el trabajo siempre va a haber. There's gonna be work every day. Sometimes you just have to like sit down. So this week I definitely didn't do any morning workouts. Estaba frío, it was cold. And I was on Chicago time. I fell asleep every day at 9 p.m. And I was waking up early, but I didn't want to go to the gym. Like, I just didn't. I did go on a couple hikes, hot girl walks, so that was nice. On Tuesday or Wednesday, I can't remember right now, but I did go to get a facial with my girl Rose. And it felt so good. I always love going. Like, I remember seeing the appointment and I was like, oh my god, it already came up, because September just flew by. It was an amazing month. So happy October. It's October now. And me and Rose were catching up. We always talk about every single thing. Like, I always tell you guys, and I always tell her, like, man, I should bring a microphone, because the things that we just talk about life, and we just have a lot in common, and we just crack each other up. So we're talking about, like, if he wanted to, he would. And we were just joking around and talking about, like, dates we've had or guys we've dated. And then she's like, if he wanted to, he would. I had a stalker, and I could not stop laughing, because she's like, if my stalker can find out things about me, any guy can. And you know what? If he's not stalking you, he ain't wanting you. No, I'm just kidding. That is a totally bad joke. But we were just laughing so much. But, you know, just reflecting and thinking about how, like, the journey of, like, self-love has taught us, and how now we're being very picky and very intentional with the people that we date. And there's nothing wrong with that, even though everybody tries to make you feel like something's wrong with you because you're so picky and you're this. We just know what we deserve now. And there is a certain standard. Like, once you get men that treat you well, it's like, I am not going to take anything less. So even if it didn't work out with the previous dude, like, we are not taking anything less. And we're just catching up and talking, and I think a lot of us are going through the same thing, like the single girlies, where we're okay being alone, and that's fine, but we're not just gonna settle for anybody, because settling is the easy part. It's finding, like, the right person for you, and the person that makes you realize, like, okay, this is what it didn't work out with all the other people. But anyways, that's just a sidetrack. So on today's episode, I wanted to talk about, like, setting new goals. It's October. The past year, every year just feels like it goes by so fast. And I wanted to be like, you know what? It's never too late to start new goals. Because I'll be honest with you guys, I set a lot of goals for myself this year that I did not or have not completed, or I haven't done. I said I was going to eat super healthy. I was going to work out all the time. I was gonna get stronger, and I was gonna do a event for the podcast, and then I was gonna do a meetup, and I haven't done any of those things. I did a lot of other stuff, and sometimes, a lot of times, it's hard to, like, admit that you didn't do those goals. But you know what? Hay más tiempo que vida. So there's always time to reflect, reorganize, and just see what goals you have. You know, like, we can always start. It doesn't have to be at the beginning of the year and then you just like, okay, I give up. I didn't accomplish it by October. I didn't accomplish it. So next year it is. And that's not how it should work. So it's a new month. October's a new month. I love new months because it just feels like a fresh start. So I want you guys to do this with me because, I don't know, it just sounds cool to do it together. So take out a journal and start writing down and reflect on how your year has been. Take a moment to view what you've achieved, what challenges you have faced, what lessons you have learned, and take that to reflect on what goals you're going to set for yourself from October to December. So this is the last quarter of the year, and I think it's a good way to prepare yourself for a new year and see what you did this year and how you can make it better in these last 3 months. Okay, the next step is to set clear goals. Set goals that you want to achieve in these last 3 months of the year, whether it's read a book, whether it's spend a weekend with my best friend, or focus on going to the gym 3 times a week. Set clear goals, and what are your objectives for these goals? This will give you direction and motivation to accomplish those goals. Next, prioritize. Identify which are the most important goals that you want to achieve, and focus on what matters to you and what matters, what's going to make your life better. One big thing that I love to do all the time when I'm feeling like I need a new perspective or a fresh start, and I love to do this almost monthly, I like to declutter. So make sure, like, you declutter if it's your vanity, if it's your drawers. My sister and I were just talking earlier, and she was telling me how she donated all this clothes because she wanted space for like new wardrobe. So that's one thing that I do every month that helps me start like a fresh start for the month. Another tip for a fresh start of the month is to create a routine. Create a routine that you do daily or weekly that helps you achieve your goals. For example, if packing your gym bag the night before helps you go to the gym, or just laying out your clothes helps you wake up for your morning walk and just know what you're going to wear already, that makes it easier. Prioritize your self-care when it comes to getting enough sleep and, you know, just take care of yourself. Do your face routine, your skincare, and brush your hair, wash your hair. Self-care is important because if we don't feel good about our appearance, how are we going to show up for ourselves? When you look good, you feel good. And right now, I don't look good, so I don't feel that good. So I'm going to take my own advice starting tomorrow, okay? Porque ya, ahora ya no quiero ponerme makeup. I don't want to do my hair. My hair looks like a lion's mane. But anyway, self-care is important. Make sure you manage your time. I have found myself recently, I was doing good, and then I started doing it again, where I'm just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and wasting a bunch of time. If that is you, please say ah. Because I'm in a silly goofy mood today, but anyways, I have lost a lot of time by just scrolling on TikTok. So my goal for this October is to only give myself a certain amount of time that I will be on my social media. Granted, I do social media with a podcast, so it's not an excuse, but I'll have set times for that and make time in my calendar. Like, I took out my planner today and I was like, okay, on this day, I'm going to work on my post. On this day, I'm going to work on my emails, getting back to my DMs. So I have to just break it down, because if I try to do everything one day, I get overwhelmed and then I just give up, which is kind of what I've been doing lately, where I get overwhelmed and I'm just like, okay, never mind, I don't want to do anything, and that is not a good thing. So yeah, it's important to embrace change. So you're gonna be focusing on these new goals and you're gonna be not doing the same things you were doing, because obviously that's not working out for us. So yeah, like one thing that I want to change that I was doing so good, I remember I used to tell you guys that during my lunch breaks I would go outside at least to walk to my car, and even if it meant just for the walk. But because it's been so hot, I didn't want to step outside of my office, so I've been staying inside, and my mis días, they just feel eternal. Like, my days just feel like they're never going to end, and that I'm at work, and I just wake up, and I'm there again. So my goal this month and the rest of the year is to get out more, even if it is just to walk and grab a coffee. Treat myself to at least once a week to get a coffee. There's this new coffee shop that I've been wanting to try, but soy coda when it comes to that. So I haven't been wanting to spend money, but you know what? I need to get out of my office because I see the same people every day and I need to see new people. Y a lo mejor encuentro el amor de mi vida, quién sabe. And don't forget to celebrate the small wins. I know sometimes, like, for myself, I'm really hard on myself and I lose sight. Like, if I don't accomplish one thing that I had set to do, I lose sight of everything else that I have accomplished. So make sure you celebrate your small wins, stay positive, and always ask for help. If you need help with something in your routine that will make your life easier, don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to say no. I know it's hard for us to say no. Set your boundaries. Sometimes I find myself feeling guilty for saying no to people, like, no, I can't go here, or hey, I can't hang out this day. But I have a lot going on, so sometimes I have to prioritize what I can do and what I can't do. And I know that life is short, you have to spend it with the people that you love, but I also have goals to accomplish for myself. So it's okay to say no, it's okay to set your boundaries. Visualize yourself as the person that you want to become. Not saying that there's something wrong with you, but we just want to be better versions of ourselves. So this month is a fresh new start. It's the last quarter of the year. We got this. Si se puede, amigas, amiguis. I miss you guys so much when I don't record a podcast that I feel like, what is the purpose of my life? Thank you guys for giving me purpose. October is a super special month for me. I will be celebrating my second year anniversary of the podcast. I can't believe it's been 2 years and I haven't quit yet. So I guess it's going good. I'm grateful for all the opportunities that I had. I wish I had way more time to do this. I want to do this full time. Un día se me va a hacer. Se me va a hacer un día. One day, I'm going to be a full-time podcaster, and I'm going to be interviewing people, and it's going to be great. But for now, we will work with what we have, and we will keep dreaming and keep working on our goals. I hope you guys have an amazing week. I hope you found this podcast inspiring, because I just inspired myself. After having a little, like, looking for longa moment, I'm staring in the mirror right now, and I'm like, you got this, girl. We're going to go grocery shopping right now, and we're going to make ourselves some healthy meals for the week and prepare for a fresh start, and we got this, okay? Let me know how this goes for you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode like I enjoyed recording. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Follow me at Unbreakable Latina on TikTok and Instagram. Give me 5 stars on my reviews, please. Alguien me dio, like, such a beautiful such a beautiful message about how much I love my podcast, but then they gave me 1 star, so I'm pretty sure that was an error. And if it wasn't, like, why don't I deserve the other 4 stars? But make sure you give me 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, subscribe on Apple or Spotify, and rate me on Spotify too, because I like seeing new reviews there. Unfortunately, right now you can't leave like an actual message, but you could still review with stars. Hope you guys have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.